sense.
But if I was going to come in and buy it at a great fence, and I maybe was able to get electricity on it, and...
No, we're just talking about bare land, not residential. I don't know. And I tell you what, I mean, if you've got some background in that, I mean, we can consider comps and things like that of surrounding property.
I don't have any. I buy real estate in Texas.
Right.
And so that's where I'm saying if I looked at it, I would subtract the fact with no fence and never being able to get electricity.
Sure.
One, you got the price of the land, but you get nothing with it.
No, and that's what we're, and candidly, I think that's all what we're trying to look at it as.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not trying to look at it as what could be on there. We're looking at what's its value right now.
Right.
So.
And where he's situated is right in the middle of U.S. forest land, so we know there'd be a buyer if he puts it up for sale.
Okay. And I don't
well,
have any.
Well, it's value to me because it's in the middle there because I don't have a whole lot of friends. I can get up there and get away from everybody. The other thing is
getting
to it.
Yeah, you could probably make pretty good money for saying get away from everyone.
All right.
Well, I hope you can appreciate what, as a board, we have to use what we have in front of us and data we have in front of us. I mean, if you wanted to present something else, such as some other data or sales figures or anything else, we can consider that, but we don't really have that in front of us right now. All we have is this, is what the assessor has done, the land study, and the past history of the property. So we're trying to, I want to give you any opportunity that you want to make your case, but I mean, other than, you clearly made your case that it's not being used for anything else. It doesn't have electricity. And it's certainly not being classified as residential or anything like that. So certainly from that perspective, but we're interested in what is the value of this property, 79 acres, sitting over there in Bradleyville.
Right.
And that's what we need help with.
When you look at what can you do with it, other than go up there and sit and talk to all your friends, I don't. Yeah, you know, for me, it's emotional because it's been in the family so long. So I'm not interested.
Sure.
That I want to keep it, but it's I wouldn't want to turn around and pay $900 a year in taxes for it.
And he's saying the residence is no good. And this is pretty scary.
Sitting there doing that. The value of me, I thought, well, I don't have anything to present because I don't have any evidence. It's just wood sitting there, so I don't have anything to present.
Understand? Okay. Yeah, and I guess that's the question. I mean, what do you think it's worth an acre, or the total value of that property?
Well,
or do you know?
I would have put it more at $1,000 an acre, but I'm an old man.
I get it.
When you used to be able to buy an acre at $500 an acre, if you double that, then it get.
My
for
dad.
For me to go in and look at it as far as, well, how much does John want for this land? How's he expect me to get there?
Yeah.
It's not. Sometimes you can get there, sometimes you can't. That's what I mean by landlocked. It's that it's.
But it has access, right? In other words, if somebody wanted to put a road in, they could, I suppose. In other words, it's not like.
I don't know if you can. I don't know that I could put a road in across the government land. And they have no interest in getting the road to me. The way the road, where you know where the road goes, is on an ATV four-wheeler. The turkey hunters and the deer hunters keep it open. Mostly, an ATV can get through there, a truck can't.
I am assuming that if you sold that property, you'd have to give whoever bought it access across your lower property in order to get to it. Because you'd have, in order to sell it, you'd have to give access to it. So, But right now, it's not being used for anything, so.
Like, where's the road that goes to the old house?
Mm-hmm. That was a question from somebody.
It's an old lay road that accesses, the forestry department accesses that when they come to burn.
Gotcha.
But it's a dirt road that sometimes you can get through and sometimes you can't. I mean, it's just, and I mean, and that's in a tall four-wheel drive truck. That's not, if you're in a vehicle, you're not getting through there.
Do we have any other sales figures from anything around it, just other than the studies, the forestry? I guess you got the forestry.
Was there any other
sales? I gave you the thing with the land study and all the pump stuff. We have everything lined up.
So I have a question, because he's saying that the old cabin that's on the other one is...
I'm not understanding.
The property that adjoins this one that he also owns, I just have a question. Because it's zoned as residential because it has an old cabin on it, but evidently the cabin is not usable.
Probably. I didn't check the other one, but if he was going out there and checking...
This is the only one you got under appeal, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But my question is looking at the value of the other
one,
because it's an acre difference.
Land him, Jack.
Okay, do we have a... Any other discussion on this, or do you have some more information that you're...
I can't hear everybody else.
Okay. All right, well, is the assessor... Do you have anything else?
No, I just have my land study to stand on, if anybody would believe it.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Did you have your question answered, Jerry?
Not really.
On the property.
Just why the 80 acres, is it assessed total of 700? Why that wasn't changed?
Maybe it has been.
Which one?
The property owns to the south.
Okay, that one is still, it's still in agriculture, but it also... There must be signs of an old cabin or something, because they still have 800 on a structure value. So unless it's completely scraped off the earth, we leave it until they burn it or do whatever. So
okay.
Gotcha. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based on what we've heard, is there a motion? Anybody on this?
I would make a motion to deny.
Your change in value?
Yeah.
Okay. There's been a motion made to deny change in value, meaning that what the assessor has assessed this at this point is correct. All right. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Jack, from looking at this, we do think it's undervalued. That's the reason that we're confirming what they've done in the county, and we think that it's also been getting a break for a lot of years as far as value goes, so I don't know that the increase is... I know it seems like it's a big increase from what it was, but it obviously, for 79 acres, and we're looking at it as having... You know, limited access and nothing on it. So but the decision you'll get within a couple of days, and we do appreciate you owning in Taney County.
So that means that it doesn't change the debt?
It doesn't change the value that the assessor has put on it based on the land study that has been done around the county. That actual acre price is on the low end of what land is selling for in that area.
All I'm asking is to be clear.
Sure.
I'm saying that it would certainly have to be on the lowest end because of the obstacles you have to get there.
That's what they've done. They basically took land values in a particular area, say the Bradleyville School District in this case, They threw the high one out and the low one out, and then they took on the lower end. They used that value.
Okay.
And if you don't agree with this, Jack, and, you know, by all means, if you don't, you know, please appeal it to the State Tax Commission, but you will get a decision. It will tell you what you need to do if you want to appeal it. So, okay?
I'm just
going to
take what you guys tell me, and we're going to go from there.
So,
all right.
I appreciate
you. So I'm going to take up any more.
All right. I appreciate you owning in Taney County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And like I said, the lower property there, he's still down for a structure, and he's still down in agriculture because it was obviously an old farm, and they didn't pull that off. So he's paying $60 a year on that. So you're talking, he's going to pay less than $700 on about 160 acres.
All right. And that sounds like it didn't get it. Somebody didn't get to that one this year because they got to this one but not that one. Okay.
Right. That's a new assessor.
All right. We're going to go on to BOE 118.
One property.
I have two. 118.
Okay.
And 119.
It's 119. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Kathy, we will try another number that they have given us, but this is Taney County Board of Equalization. We're trying to call you regarding your tax appeals. We'll try back if we don't get you. Okay. Let's see what number I've got here. That's the number. Okay, it's the cell phone number. Okay. Wait a second.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I think that first one is
the home number.
Okay, I dialed the second one is the one I dialed earlier.
0660.
Okay, so it starts with a one.
No, the one on the left, six.
Oh, go. Okay. What is that? Okay.
That cell phone number just missing the last zero.
Oh, okay.
It's the same number, they just didn't finish it.
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is this Catherine or Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Kathy, we've got two different appeals on here, BOE 118 and 119. And,
yes.
Okay, do you have a couple of different nightly rental properties, or what is this?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right, and do you all own any more than these two?
I do not.
Okay, in Taney County. All right. Are you familiar with what we've been doing in the past on these?
No.
Okay.
No,
let me.
When I bought it, it was like divided where it could be both residential and commercial.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, it just switched to commercial.
Here's what we're doing, Kathy. we've had this issue come up a lot in our county, and if you own one property in Taney County that you put in a nightly